This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. More than 50 members of France's Civil Security Brigade boarded a plane to Lebanon Wednesday to offer search and rescue support after the massive explosion in Beirut Tuesday. President Emmanuel Macron's office said that France was sending 55 security personnel and 6 tons of health equipment, and that around 10 emergency doctors would fly to the city. The European Union, Turkey, and Gulf states are also among those offering assistance to Lebanon. Qatar's state news agency said the country had dispatched a military plane carrying medical aid on Wednesday. 3 more planes were to follow, containing 2 field hospitals of 500 beds each. According to Greek officials, a C-130 military cargo plane filled with 12 rescue personnel, 2 vehicles, and medical supplies was sent to Beirut. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that 3 hospitals in Beirut are not functional and 2 are only partially working. The health agency is airlifting supplies from Dubai, which should arrive in Beirut late Wednesday. Tarek Yasarevich is a WHO spokesman.
These supplies will cover up to 1,000 trauma interventions and up to 1,000 surgical interventions that are needed to treat people who suffer from burns, who suffer from wounds that are caused by glass or other debris resulting from the explosion.
The blast was the most powerful ever to rip through Beirut, a city still scarred by civil war 3 decades ago and reeling from an economic meltdown and a surge in coronavirus infections. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The 3rd biggest school district in the United States is dropping a plan to have students back in the classroom this fall. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After pushback from Chicago's powerful teachers union to a plan that would have had kids attend in-person classes 2 days a week, the city's mayor now says schools will rely on remote instruction to start the year. Los Angeles has also decided against reopening for in-person learning, while New York City plans a mix of kids in classrooms and learning from home. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, has not said if he'll accept that plan. The moves come as President Trump continues pushing for schools to fully reopen, telling Fox and Friends this morning it's safe for kids.
Children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease.
Though evidence suggests that's not true. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Johnson & Johnson is the latest drug company to announce it will supply a potential COVID-19 vaccine to the United States in exchange for $1 billion. As Reuters' Conway G. Gittens reports, it comes as another vaccine maker, Moderna, comes under fire for pricing its potential drug too high.
J&J's potential vaccine is currently in the midst of early-stage clinical trials using healthy volunteers in the United States and Belgium. But Novavax is further along in the process. The company on Tuesday said it could start a high-stakes phase 3 trial involving many more participants as soon as next month. Novavax told Reuters the results were so promising, it could seek regulatory approval before this year is out. Shares surged 17% on the news. But investors had a different reaction to Moderna, which has one of the few potential vaccines already in final stage clinical trials. It came under fire Wednesday for pricing. It will charge between $64 and $74 per person for a 2-dose regimen. Compare that to a deal between Pfizer and the U.S., which works out to roughly $40 per person. Moderna thinks it can have a drug ready for market by the end of the year. There are no approved vaccines yet to treat or prevent COVID-19, but at least 19 vaccines are being tested in humans around the world.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. Spanish tennis star Rafael Nadal has confirmed he will not defend his U.S. Open tennis crown this year because of coronavirus concerns in North America. He joins women's world number one Ash Barty in skipping the event, which starts later this month without fans in attendance. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne.